In Zikas Nisuya, let's say in the case where she, when she was first married to the first brother, they made Nisuyin already. It's like they had Bia ready, they had Chupa ready. In such a case, and then the husband dies, then the brother dies, is Ula holds, Oise Zika Nisuya, Oise Safik Nisuya. It has a lach as if there's a Safik Nisuyin going on right now. So that's the difference between the Rashi and the Sefer. So it's like this. Zika Sarusa, Oise Safik Arusa. That in the Rashi, in the first case, they were only married together with Kedushin. They never had a chuppah yet. So therefore, when the first husband dies, at most the Zik is only a Suffolk Arusa. Therefore, since the Yovim is only a Suffolk Kedushin, for sure the Isha has the right to sell her Nechassim. She is the total owner. If she yashes any Nechassim now from her father, therefore the Rashi the Mishnah says she can sell it, and she can give it for a present, since she only had Erisin with her first husband. Why? These Sakatai, because if you want to tell me, Vadai Arusa, if you want to tell me now that Zika makes it, like they have Vadai have Kedushin, again, when the first brother dies, and they have no children, so there is a din Zika, that his wife now is a little bit attached to the other brothers. If you want to tell me that gives her a din like she's Mamash and Arusa, she has Kedushin with him. If so, Moedim Beis Hillel, Shomai Cheres from the Senes Fakayon. How could our Mishnah say that Beis Hillel agrees that if this Yevama right now, she receives Karka property from her father, she has a right to sell it, she's the only owner? The Yotanan, we learned like this in the Gemara and Subis. The Yotanan, Noflo Lo Nechosim. If she fell to her nechassim, that means a lady that her father died, and there was no sons there, so the lady, the daughter, yashins her father. So she received property right now. So it depends. Misha nesarasa, if she was already married to a husband, she was married already, and she had kedushin with him, so then, Beishama yirmim timkor. Beishami says, yes, she's allowed to sell a karka. Since there's no nesuyin, they didn't make chuppah yet. A lady that's only married to her husband with Kedushin alone, so Beis Shammai says she is the total owner of her nechassim. She could sell it. Beis Hillel says, though, you should know, loy timkor. She's not allowed to sell it. So if you're going to tell me now that it's a Vadai Kedushin Zika, so how could Beis Hillel agree to the Rashi of the Mishnah to say she's allowed to sell it? Why is she allowed to sell it? So her father died, so she has the property of her father. But since there's Yei Zika, and it's considered like she's attached to the other brother, so she has like a husband in a Kedushin. And Beis Hillel holds that when there's Kedushin involved, she's not the owner anymore to sell it. Her husband has the rights over it. Because her husband has the right to eat the payers of it. So therefore she has the right to sell it. Now, Elu v'Elu Modim, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree, she mochru of Enos Mekayim, that if the Evet, she went ahead and did sell it. A case where she has Kedushin, she's married to a husband, she has a husband, but they only have Kedushin together, and now she gets Nechasa from her father, that B'dievra, she sells it, to Mechir Yitzchal, because she has a Kinyan Aguf, she owns the capital of the Karka, the husband only has the right, like, to use the Paris. So for sure, her Mechir is good. So this is the question, if you're going to tell me now that Zika makes it, like there's a Vadai Erisin, so why does Beis Hillel agree that Lechatchila she's allowed to sell it? Ella, what do we have to say? Ella Shema Minat Mir, there's a proof that Zikas Arusa Oisa Sofik Arusa. That in the case where she was married to a first husband only with Kedushin, with Erisin, and then the first brother dies, that she is now Zika to the other brothers, it only makes a Sofik Erisin, a Sofik Kedushin. Therefore, Beis Hillel agrees that since there's only a Suffolk, a doubtful Kedushin, that she's the total owner, now she's allowed to sell her property. And who are then Zikas Nesuya, Oysa Suffolk Nesuya? That in the case where they were married, Metchila, with Kedushin and Chupa, and now the first brother dies, that the Shemaris Yovim, the Zika, makes her into a Suffolk Nesuya. Why? Because these Taka Daitach, Vada Nesuya, if you want to tell me, that in the case where they were first married completely, Kedushin and Nisuyin, and now the first brother dies, that his wife is Zika, she's Zokuk, she's attached now to the other brothers. If you want to tell me it's like a Vade Nisuya, like she's Vade married to them, if so, Beisham Mayurmim Yachloiku. What does Beis Shammai say in the Sefer of the Mishnah? That in the case you want to say now from the Suyin, and then she dies, so the Lacha is Yachleku. Yorshei Habal im Yorsheyav. That the Yorshim of a father, in other words, now that the Yavama dies, the father says he has a right to Yashina. And the Yorshei Habal means the Yavam, they say they want a Yashina. So Beis Shammai says what? Yachleku. Now, how could Beis Shammai say Yachleku? For your Tanan, we learned like this. Nof lulo nechosim. Mishenisais. Let's say a lady got married, and she had Kedushin and Nesuyin. She has a total husband now, after the Chuppah. Now her father dies, and she yashins her father's nechosim with her no sons. She yashins the nechosim. What's the locha? Eilu v'yelu modim. Both Beis Shammai, both Beis Hillel. Both of them agree, shemochra v'nosno, that Luisu, she goes and sells it, shehabal moitzim yad alakuchis, that she has no right at all to sell it. So what do we see? That the Baal is the total owner of a nechosim. She's not an owner at all. So when you have nesuyin to a husband, so a husband is like the owner of a nechosim. And if she goes and sells it, she has no right at all to sell it. So if so, how come in our Mishnah Beis Shammai says Yachleku? Ella, what do we have to say? Shmamina from here, there's a good proof that Zikas Nesuya Oysa Sofik Nesuya. That we say when the first marriage, when the first brother got married, so even though they made Nesuyin, now when the first brother dies, his wife has Zika to the other brothers, it's only called a Sofik Nesuyin. Since it's only a Sofik Nesuyin, that's why the Lach is Yachleku, according to Beis Shammai. Rashi says, Oysa Sofik Nesuya, can appreciously el, Techivon Davade Nesuya, Habal Meitzimad Alakuchais, since Beis Shammai says when they vow they have Nesuyin, the husband, the Baal, takes it away from the person the Isha sold it to, Hocha the Sofik Nesuyahi, here we're talking about a case that Zika only makes a Sofik, a doubtful Nesuyin, having the Chosim the Sofik. Therefore, this Nechosim is a Sofik. Who's the owner of it? Was she the owner of it, or was her husband the owner of it? Or the Beis Shammai Chaluka Adifa, according to Beis Shammai's Klalis, that Momen Amutav Pesofik is Chokin. Chokin Adifa. De Ein Lo Behem Chazoka Yesim Imenu. Ti Yodo Ki Yodo. Both of them have equal rights over this property. The father says he wants a Yashina, and the husband says he yashins her. So they both have equal rights, that's why it's Chokin. Ula Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel say? Chazoka Adifa. Beis Hillel says no. Momen Amutik Pesofik, when you have a doubt what to do with money, the klal always is, we always hold, HaMoitzim Mechaveru Olo V'Raya. You can't take it away, you have to leave it by the Muchzik. Whoever's a Chazok, whoever's Muchzik, is holding it more by them, they have a right to keep it. Before you take it away, you have to bring a Raya, proof with Edom. Why? Beis Hillel holds, the Ein Yodoi Ki Yodoi, you're not like her. Hoyev Loi Noflu Lo, Kishitachas Abal. Didn't fall when she was Tachas Abal. Fell now when she's a Shmeres Yovam only. Therefore, Beis Hillel says, Bechas Kosei. Like upon him, that's the Raya that Zika only makes a Suffolk Nisuyin. It doesn't make a Vadi, it only makes a Suffolk Nisuyin. This is the way Ula learns the theory between the Reish of the Mishnah and the Seif of the Mishnah. Now again, the Reish of the Mishnah says that she's the total owner of the Nechosim, she could sell it. So Ula learns that's when there was only Erisin at the beginning. So now when there's Zika, it's only a Suffolk Erisin. If everybody agrees, she's the total owner. And the Seif is talking about that first they had Nesuyin together. And now when the first husband dies, there's a Zikas Yibum, makes her a Suffolk Nesuyin. So Suffolk Nesuyin, it's a Suffolk. Who owns the property right now? Therefore Beis Shammai says, Momen Amutva V'Suffolk, the Klal is Yisei Chokin. Omale Rabba. Rabba said like this, Ada Miflegi Begufa, why do you have to have a Machlokes upon the goof of the karker itself? Uliyacha Misa, and the Machlokes is after she dies. Hu yashins the goof of the kark itself, like the capital of the kark itself. What do they have to argue like that for? Liflog v'chayero. Why don't they have a Machlokes in the Mishnah when she's still alive? Ula Peres, and the Nafkamina is, who eats the fruits of the karker? Like the Baal's right is, to eat the fruit of the karker. And the Isha's right is to keep the karka itself. So now we have a suffix. Is there a Baal involved here or not? Why wasn't that the Machlokes? So Rashi says, Omale Rabba Lula, Itaima mishum chaluka adifahu ad niflug begufa shakarka uliyachat misa liflug bechayel leperis till a beshamai polig yovom peri beado. There's something to suy he. The same machlokes could be. According to Beshamai, it'll be machlokes who eats the fruits of the karka. Dilu vade nisuyi have a who shakul abal ba karka. Because if it would have been a vade nisuyi, then the husband takes the peris. So why don't we have the same machlokes when she's still alive? And the question is, who eats the fruits of the karka? So since since we don't argue there, smashman is not the pshat. So Gemara says, Elo Omar Rabba. Rabba comes and says like this. I tell you, both the ratio of our Mishnah, both the safe of our Mishnah, Edi de Noflo Kishina Suya. Both cases we're talking about that first they were married completely, Kedushin and Nesuyin. And now the husband dies. One brother dies. So she's, and they have no children. So now his wife is Zokuk Liyibum to the other brothers. Now, Noflo Kishina Suya. Vizikas Nesuya Oisa Sofik Nesuya. Everybody agrees to this. That is Zika now. She's attached to the other brother, the brother that's alive. She only has a din of a Sofik Nesuya. She's not Vadi married to him. It's only Sofik Nesuya. So what's the chilu between the Reisha and the Sefer then? So it's like this. Reisha in the first case, the Ihi Kaima, where she is still alive. We're talking about that she didn't die yet. Only her husband died. The first brother died. And she's a Shemeris Yavim now. So she, the wife, is waiting for the other brother to marry her. Is Hevilo Ihi Vadi. She, like Vadi, has a right in this karka. Whether she has the goof or the Paris also, it's only a suffix if she has the Paris also. But the goof, the capital of the karka, for sure belongs to her. The inu suffix. Now the Baal, the Yavim, is a suffix if he has anything or not. If it's only a suffix Nesuyin, maybe there's no Nesuyin, he has nothing here. So the klal is, v'yein suffix moitzimi de vadai. That's pshan the ratio. That's why in the ratio, when she is still alive, so for sure she owns the capital of the karka. So once she's vadai, has something here, the klal is she keeps the whole thing. For somebody else to take it away from her, he has to have a vadai for a sure reason. Now the yovam doesn't have any for sure reason, he didn't make yibum yet. There's only a zika involved, and it's only a suffix nesuyin. But since the yovam only has a suffix right to get it, the klal is ein suffix moitzim idivadei. The yovam in the reisha gets nothing, and moidim beisilu beishamai, she has all the rights. And therefore she sells it, the mechir is chal. That's pshat the reisha of the Mishnah. Now, Sefer, what's the second case of the Mishnah? Sefer de Mesa. We're talking about the Yavama, she died. So she's not here anymore. So now the question is, who Yashin Tzonechosim? Does the Baal, does the Yavim, because he has a suffix Nesuyin, or does the father? On the tzad that the Nesuyin is not Chal, then we say the father has the right to Yashin his daughter. As if the daughter is married, the husband Yashin's his wife. But if there's no husband involved, then the loch is that a father yashins his daughter when she has no children. So here it's a good suffix. Is halalu boy liyorish v'halalu boy liyorish. Both of them come with a good complaint. They both want a yashin inheritor. Therefore v'yachloikul. Therefore in the Sefer Beishamai says, momen amutu b'suffix is chokin. If we have a doubt, does the father have a right to take it? And then we'll say the Yaval Yavim has no Zik at all, has no Nesuyin. Or do we say, no, the Yavim has Nesuyin, and therefore he has a right to get it. So it remains a doubtful moment who has a right to get to it, and therefore Beishami says, Yachloiku, and Beisilu says, Lidu Decheskosai. So that's the way Rabba learns, that's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah. Now, Kamina, whether she's alive or not, is she a Vadai or there's no Vadai here? So Eisvei Abaya. Abaya has a kasha now to Rava. Ule Beishama, you want to tell me the Svara Beishama is that he holds Ein Sofik Moitzimi De Vadai? Like, is that true? I'll prove to you he doesn't know that cloud. You want to say Pshanda Reisha that since she's alive, she for sure has a right to the capital of the Karka, therefore she even gets the Paris also. Is that true that Beishama holds such a Svara? The Yotanam would like this. Nofal habayis olov v'yalovif. A house collapsed on two people. On olov, on the person, on the father. In other words, a son and a father. Now the big nafkamina, who died first? To know who yashins who. Nafkamina, if the father died first and then the son, so the son yashins his father, or did the son die first? And if the son died first, then the father yashins his son, and then the father died. So what's going to be in the case of Nafal Abayis Olav, the house caved on top of a son, V'yalov and his father? Or else Olav, V'yalmarishav. The house fell upon somebody, and also upon the other people that he has a right to yashin. Marisha means he's the one that takes over the nechosim. So it's very important to know who died first. If the other people died first, he takes over the nechosim. And now when he dies, his yashin get it. But if he died first, so that's it. He never had a right to yashin the other people's nechosim. Now, v'hoyu olav subas isha uval choif. Now, this person had upon himself a chiyuv. He had a wife. He has to give his wife. The wife has to get a ksuba from his property. And also, b'chayv, there's a b'chayv, he owed money to other people. People are coming out to collect the money that he owes them. They want to collect it from his property. So what's the law here? Yosheyav oimrim, the yoshim of the father say, that haben meis rishon, first the son died. And therefore, since the son died first, the father inherits the son. V'yachakach meisav, and then the father died. So therefore, these yoshim, like the brother, want to say, we take it all. And also of the son of the father. Oh, Ba'choy Vayma, the Ba'choy says nothing doing. The Ba'choy says, Av Meis Rishon, no, first the father died. The Yachakach Meis Aben, and then the son died. So the son has the right to Yashin all his father's Nechosim. And now when the son dies, so the Ba'choy says, I have a right to collect here. He owes me money. So what do we do in such a case? They Shama Yomim Yachloiku. Is the Machloiki, you say, divided in half. You leave the karka b'cheskos, whoever was holding it up until now. Now the yohocho yorshaya vaday, the yorshaya for sure gets something here. Oh, b'achoyv sofik, and the b'achoyv is a doubt if he can collect anything or not. Still, the shamay holds. Oh, kosi sofik u'maytsimidei vaday. You see, you say achleiko. So who you see? You don't say ain't sofik u'maytsimidei vaday. We see a sofik could take it away from a vaday. So the Gemara says, "Kesave beShamay, Shtar Roim et Ligvois, Kegavu Dami." No, it's also like a vada here. The Baal Choyv, the person at the Malva, the one that lent him money, now comes to collect his money. Since he has a Shtar, he has proof that he owes him the money. The Lacha Shtar Roim et Ligvois is Kegavu Dami. It's still like he collected the money already. So therefore, it's also like a vada here. Since he's also a vadai, therefore, Beisilu beShamay says here, Yachleiku. But in a normal case, like the case of before, like in our Mishnah, the pshat from the Reisha is, Ein Sofik might say, Midei Vadei. The other one says, how do we know this, Svara, that what that a shtar is such a strong thing, that a shtar, if you have a document, Haimid Ligvois, there's Kagava Dami, this none, but not like this. Meisu Balehim, if the husband's died, Achilah Shosu, in the case he had a soita, he had a wife that's doubtful if she lived with another husband or not, so you have it in soita, so you bring her to the kohen, you want her to drink the mayim hamorim. So let's say Mesel Balayim, let's say your husband dies before she got to drink from the water. So Beishama Yemim Beishama says, Noitles Ksubasim, they have a right to receive the ksuba. In other words, since they were about to drink the water, so we can't say they did this nus yet. So therefore, lemaisa, the husband dies. So since she has a ksuba to collect, she still has a right to get a ksuba. V'einon shoises, but they do not drink from the mei hamorim anymore. We soon see the lochri, she only drinks when the husband is still alive. But if a husband dies, there's no lochri, she's not allowed to drink, she doesn't have to drink from the mei hamorim anymore. And therefore, the din is that she gets a ksuba. She has a right to collect a ksuba. U'beisil leimim, beisil says no. O shoises, either she has to drink from the Mei HaMorim, and if she drinks and nothing happens to her, that's the proof that she did not do this nus, and then she collects the ksuba. Or else in a case where she does not drink the Mei HaMorim, like here, that her husband died, she cannot drink anymore. So therefore, min ha-sofik, we have a sofik now, whether she's a soiter or not, did she have this nus or not, therefore min ha-sofik, she cannot collect the ksuba. Now, after the Gemara, But what does Beisilu mean to say, Oishoisois, that she could drink the water right now? The Pasuk says, Ve'hevi yo'ish es ishtoi, Omer Rachmon of Aleko. The Torah says, when does an Isha Saita drink the Mehamorim? Only if her husband brings her there. The Pasuk says, Ve'hevi yo'ish es ishtoi. The husband has to be alive to bring his wife. And over here, that the husband died already, so how could Beisilu say, Oishoisois? If they want to, they can drink the water doesn't help. So Gemara says, what he meant to say was like this, Ella, what Beisilu meant to say was like this, Mitoich Shalai Shaisois, since they're not allowed to drink anymore, there's no Dimei Amorim. Since the husband died, the Lachriz, Loi Noitlas Ksubasan, they do not have a right to collect the Ksuba. Because it's a suffix whether they have a right to get the Ksuba or not. On the Tzad, she was a Soita that she did have Znus with somebody else, she has no right to get the Ksuba. So since we have a doubt whether she did this nus or not, when as sofer she does not have a right to collect the ksuba now that her husband dies. Now the yohoch over here, the sofik who, it's a sofik whether she did nus or not. Sofik who, sofik zanoi, sofik loy zanoi. We have a doubt whether she did do nus or not. Who kosei sofik, who moitze midei vadai, that the sofik is moitze midei vadai. The what's the pshat? The chorus of kasha according to Beis Shammai. How can Beis Shammai say that she has a right to collect the ksuba? It's a suffix. Why does she collect the ksuba? So chorus of kasha. So how could she collect the ksuba according to Beis Shammai? Elo, what do we have to say? Elo shemamin. If there's a proof that the klal is that shtar roi med ligbois is kagobu domi. That since the isha has Yelush Mamin al Famir, it's a proof that what that shtar roimid ligvois is kagobadomi. That a shtar that's roimid to collect with, we consider as if you collected it already. Therefore, we looked as if the Isha is like a vadai. She vadai has the right to get the money as if she has the money already. So therefore, that's why, according to Beis Shammai, she gets a ksuba. So you see clearly this svara that when you have a shtar, a document, a proof that you deserve the money, then we look as if you have the money already. And now, bin asafik, you still keep it, because we can't take it away from you. This is the raya that a shtar was called Oymed Ligbois is Kogobadami. Now, v'yabaya fret gemara, v'yabaya, loisve meho, what in the yetakash from over here? Trashi v'yabaya, lo yosek adayte mikoro, mishum time with the shtar Oymed Ligbois. If v'yabaya didn't know the svara of shtar Oymed Ligbois dummy, so he's tam yes the kasha. Is it true that by Shammai holds a sofik moitzim devadai? I you see by Shammai says a sofik is moitzim devadai. So Abaye didn't know the svar shtar. Why didn't Abaye ask the kasha from this mishnah over here? Here also we see according to by Shammai that a sofik is moitzim devadai. Sakam Abaye didn't ask the kasha from this mishnah by Saita. At the Gemara Dilma Ksuvas Isa Shani Mishum Chinah. I tell you the new svara why she maybe would collect a ksuba. A ksuba is a new svara that an isha mishum chino, like we want them to find favor in the eyes of the husband. Like it says in the side of Pirish, the chivon shiadash afilu misafin tells ksubosa mishamesh labayla, the yalas chain bene bayla. There's a svara that minasafik an isha should also get a ksuba. So then, like, since the isha realizes that a husband is going to give her a ksuba, and as sofik, she's nice to a husband. So mishum chinah, there should be grace between the two of them. We want to make sure you have a nice deal that you could collect the ksuba, even in as sofik. That's why Abaye did not ask the kasha from by ksuba. By the case of the ksuba, there he understood why the Shammai says the sofik is moitzi mishum chinah. That's like an agreement that made between the two of them that the ksuba, the isha, always has the right to collect. But before the case over here by a bal chayv, the Abaye did not know the svara shtar and nidlas kugabi domi yet. Therefore, Abaye asked the question over there. We see the Beshame says a sofik could be moitzi midevadai. And that the Teretz was no. That like now Mishnah Beshame says ain't sofik moitzi midevadai. And the only reason why a bal chayiv has the right to collect his money is because since he has a shtar, and there we say shtar and nidlas is considered kugabi domi. Marvelois make suba demas nisin. Why aren't they at the kasha from ksuba na mishnah? Loi pligi. Rashid v'loisvo miksuba demastisin. Rashid yamri be'shamayach leku. And now Mishnah, the Gesalkotat Hashto, the Beishamay Nam Yaksuba Arm Yachloiku. Even on the Ksubi says Yachloiku. Ukos Yoshin Dido Misofik, the Govoi Palgo the Ksubi Miyavim Devi Vadai. So Khuri here it's a Sofik Moitzi Medevadai, and you see the Sofik is Moitzi. Vosna Glemishum Chino, Dosu Meso the Gabi Yosh Lechashino Lechino. There she died, it's question of the Chino, by the Yoshim, you don't say this for a Chino. So why didn't we ask the Kasha from our Mishnah? Because the Gemara of Yabai Lois, the Lois like Suba de Mastisin, and the Gemara like Fligi, where Beshama does not argue on the part of the Ksuba. He only argues on the Nechosin, not on the Ksuba. Like Rashi, Leplegi, to Maidi Beshama, she becheskas Yoshe Yabal, to Lenit no Ksuba Ligvois Mechayim. Anisha has no right to collect the Ksuba when she's still alive. It's only after the husband dies. So therefore the money was becheskas Yoshe Yabal, and Avade Beshama agrees that they get it and she does not receive it. For the Gemara of Eloi, is it true that Beshama does not argue? For Akutani we learned, May saw, in case where she dies, Mayasa Biksubosa. What should we do with Haksuba? What should we do? For Akutani, May saw, when she dies, Mayasa Biksubosa, what should we do with Haksuba? Uva Nechosim, Anechnosim, Yetzim, Imo. And the Nechsim, Ilug. So Beshama, Yermim, Yachloiku. Beshami says, in this case, where the Yivama died, it's Yachloiku. The Yorshe Yabal and the Yorshe Yav. Yorshe Yabal of Yachloiku, Yorshe Yabal and Yorshe Yav. Who they still learn to know Nechosim Bechaskosim. So you see clearly that Beshamay argues even on the Ksuba. But here it says clearly, Mayasa Bechsubasa. And even on the Ksuba, Beshamay says Yachloiku. So you see, you do say a Sufik is Maitzimide Vadai. So Mora says, Hochikoma. Mason, the case where the Yavama dies. Mayasa Bechsubasa. What should we do with a ksuba? V'shavka nechosim anechnosim v'shavka, we leave it alone. That's the psak. We leave the ksuba alone. Because since there are vadai, there are muchzik in it, we don't take it away from the Yoshe Yabal. Now nechosim anechnosim yoytzim imo, what about the nechsim ilug? What do we do with her property that she brought in and she takes out? V'sham ayyomim yachloiku. It's a suffolk who has the right to get to it. And both of them are not mechzukim right now, so there's no din, so therefore it's Yachloiku. Yachloiku, Yorshe Yabal and Yorshe Yav. Who they still learn, they still hold no. Nechosim bechaskosim. There's also a chazok on the nechsei melug. It was bechaskas the Ishi before, therefore the Yorshe Yav, her father, Yashin, son nechosim. Now the Gemara says, Omar Ravashi, Masnisin Namideka. For now, Mishnah alone, there's also a proof that the din of Yachloiku does not apply to the Ksuba, it only applies to the Nichsei Milug. What's the proof? Tiktoni, our Mishnah says, Yachloiku Yorshe Habal im Yorshe Yav. Mashma, the Yorshe Yav, they receive it for sure, and the Yorshe Habal also inherits it, like Mixas. For like Tiktoni, and it does not say the opposite way, that Yorshe Yav im Yorshe Habal. In other words, the Ksuba, like for sure, belongs by the Yorshe Habal. So if the Yachloiku went on the Ksuba, it should have said a Loshin that the Yorshe Yav inherits also with the Yorshe Yabal. Since it doesn't say it this way, it's Mashma, the Ksuba we're not talking about. That's not the din Yachloiku. Yachloiku only applies to the Nichsei Miluk. So when it says Shema Mina, this is a proof. Yes, now the Gemara says another pshat now. Abaye Omar Abaye says another chilik between the Reisha and the Seifa of our Mishnah. Reisha, the Nochlolo, Kishishimeris Yovim. The Reish is talking about the Nechosim fell to her father died, and she inherited her father's Nechosim when she was a Shmeres Yovim after her husband died already. Therefore, it's Becheskas her Rishus. Therefore, she's the total owner. Sefer that says Yachleiku, or she gets it, the Noflalok is she tacht of the Baal. We're talking about where her father died when she was still married to her first husband. That's when she inherited her father's Nechosim. See, already, since the first husband was alive, that's the question why Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says Yachloiku, and we'll soon see why. So